Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the LC and Jack Radio Show, live from New York. And now, here are your hosts, LC and Jack.
Welcome to the LC and Jack Radio Show with your man, LC, holding it down, as well as my man, Brad, in the house, chilling. What's going on there, Brad?
Yes, sir, yo. I'm a little chill, but I'm maintaining, you know what I'm saying? I still got two coats on. I'm not breaking out the windbreaker yet.
Yeah, it's not bad. Spring is in the air. It is coming.
Yeah, I see the ducks out there pairing up, man. That means spring is in the air.
That's right. Spring is in the air. It's around the corner. Baseball is in season.
The horizon.
So, yep. So once baseball starts kicking around, you know the warm weather is not far.
That's it. And the worms pop up when it rains, too. I seen that. It was raining, and I see all the worms on the ground. So, that means the ground's getting soft.
That's right. That's right.
Nature has a place with me, you know what I'm saying?
That's right. So we thank you again for joining us. The LC and Jack Radio Show, my man Brad, here for another edition. We welcome you to the show. If you want to give us a call this evening, give us a shout in the studio live, 347-843-4738, the LC and Jack Radio Show. If you're looking to advertise with the LC and Jack Radio Show, give us a call in the studio. Actually, in the office. You can call us in the studio as well, but actually give us a shout in the office, which is area code 631-664-4452. We can put together a package to meet your needs, whether it's live plugs on the air, or if you want to do some advertising on the LCandJack.com webpage. Whatever your needs are, give us a shout, and we will put something together for you. Talking about live plugs there, Brad, George Washington Carver Lodge, number 95, will hold their annual Brothers and Sisters Affair. That will be this Sunday.
Wow.
That is the 13th from 5 p.m. to 9
wow.
p.m.
Wow.
That will be held at American Legion Hall, 102 right. Main Street, okay, in Bayshore, New York. So if you want to come on down and have a good time, really great time with some great people, network, whatever you're looking to do, come on out, have some great food, dancing, all that good stuff. Tickets are $45 in advance, $50 at the door. Give Mr. Sellers, Norman Sellers, a call. He can be reached directly at area code 631-838-2658. Again, George Washington Carver Lodge, annual Brothers and Sisters Affair. Check him out. It's a great event. All proceeds will be going to their scholarship fun.
Good. How you feeling?
good. Just like that, Brad. Get your information out in the street and get some heads down there. So, but yeah, Brad. So it's how's your week going, man?
Well, it's going good, man. You know, it started off with meeting Mr. Guido Borelli, as you know. We met the world-renowned impressionist, and I was with him this weekend at a fundraiser down in, up in Rye, New York.
Uh-huh.
No, down in Trenton, New Jersey. I do so many things, I'm forgetting where I'm at. You know. But I did get a chance to spend some time with him at a fundraiser that I did down in Trenton. And, you know, he's a very, very awesome painter, impressionist, and his wife as well. So, you know, that's what it is on that, you know. So
I must admit, they're excellent. We had a chance to talk and vibe with the man who does some unbelievable work. So talented individual. Over here on the stage for a short period of time, promoting his art work, and I was very impressed.
Yeah, I'm gonna put some of his pictures up on Facebook. Matter of fact, I might just give him his own album of some of his work for some people
mm-hmm.
who are what he's doing, and you know, look forward to seeing him back. He's gonna come back in the fall, and we're gonna do some things. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Might get him on the show. You know, interview him.
It sounds like a plan. The guy is just so talented. Him and his wife.
Yeah.
Very, very talented. So he's definitely check out later. Check us out later at a later date. We will definitely have him on the show at that point. I tell you, Brad, before we get into our guest, well, she should be on shortly. We have a great guest for you this evening. A couple of items that I'm sure you will appreciate. Of course, we had our boy, Charlie Sheen, back in the news as usual.
He's on Ustream. I told him to get on my stream, you know what I'm saying? But he ain't listening.
Boy, I tell you, man. Did you see him on top of that building with a machete?
I thought he was Hulk Hogan or something. I'm like, he's really freaking out, man.
Charlie's
see, that money is keeping everybody at bay from stopping him from doing what he's doing. You know what I'm saying? That money is they're making it powerful. That money is not powerful like that, you know what I'm saying? He's making it powerful for them. And when his money runs out and has luck, then we're going to see where he's at, you know? But I feel sorry for him, I really do.
Charlie's crazy. He's a madman. He is a madman.
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you. But, who else? We had, don't know if you heard about your boy Tiki Barber.
Uh-oh, no, I didn't hear about him. Oh, you got some good stuff for me, huh? See, I was out of town this weekend.
You know, your boy LC is on the case, okay?
Oh, okay, I got something for you, though. You go ahead and do yours. I got something for you.
Yeah, you got something?
I got some good stuff for you, too.
You got some good stuff? All right, well, I'm going to make it short. Basically, I don't know. You're aware Tiki Barber is getting divorced, right?
Yes, I heard
okay.
about that.
Well, Tiki is coming out of retirement.
Oh!
He's coming out of retirement.
Man, what are you going to do, play golf?
Tiki's coming out of retirement. But get this.
Uh-huh.
Tiki, as most people know, got fired from NBC.
Yeah,
he basically got caught up with a youngin' over there. Got her pregnant.
Wow.
And so he has, you know, has a newborn. And Tiki has no, because of his contract, you know, moral clause, and we can talk to our guests about this.
Yeah.
Tiki got fired. And he's got no money coming in right now.
That's it. I'm saying.
So I guess he's
thinking,
yo, man, I got to put the pads back on.
You know what I'm saying? Gas is like $4 now, so he got to do what he got to do.
And get this, he was not able to afford his divorce settlement.
Wow.
So Tiki's stuck up a creek right now. We wish him well here on the LC and Jack Radio Show. And if you are listening, Tiki, we will allow you to come on the show to talk about resurrecting your career. Now, the Giants already bowed out and says, no, we're not interested. Okay.
He's going to Tampa Bay with his brother, right?
Yeah, well, maybe he made a phone call. He's got the inside track there.
Yeah.
So, we'll see what happens with that. I just wanted to let our listeners know Tiki is available for hire.
Wow.
Big news today. I was shocked. But it is what it is. Man's got to make a living, so he's going to throw on the pads. And he's going to see what happens.
Oh, wow.
What do you got? What do you got there, Brad? You said you got something on tap for us.
Oh, well, I got some good stuff, historical stuff, you know. I didn't want to... Tiki's story wasn't really over the top, so I hold out, you know, until later on. But today is a historical day. 40 years ago today, the first Ali Frazier fight, Madison Square Garden, 1971, man. 40 years to this day.
That's right.
Man, let me tell you, I was in like second grade. I went to school the next day crying because Muhammad Ali lost to Frazier. Oh, I can remember it just like it was yesterday.
That's right. That's right. 40 years. You're right on it, my man. My man is on the case.
That's it.
He's on the case. And it was her interview with Smoke and Joe today. Sounds great. Talked a little bit about the fight and everything going up to the fight. A lot of speculation. He's still mad at Ali and all this. But
yeah.
Joe has a heart. Got a lot of harmony. And he said him and Ali are not best buddies, but they respect one another.
Yeah.
That's what you can ask for, two warriors. And that's what they are.
So he's still mad about that gorilla joke, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that gorilla joke really hurt back then.
Ali is ruthless, man.
Man, he's like a comedian. You know, comedians have no bars. You know what I'm saying? He's an entertainer. He's a boxer. You know, and he was a class clown back then. You know, so he was able to get away with stuff that other people couldn't get away with. You know,
that's right. That's right. So, but 40 years today. Thriller in Manila. Unbelievable. 40 years. I tell you.
Don be flying on it.
Unbelievable. So, while we're waiting for our guest, which should be on shortly, it is time for another plug there. My man, Brett. All in One Entertainment. We have music for all occasions. All right, he will be actually my buddy, my man Big Bear, will be doing a showcase at Ateas Flea Market, which is located 570 Sunrise Highway, Thayville, New York. And he will be there this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., as well as 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. He can be reached directly at area code 631-960-4282. If you want to drop him an email, he can be reached at jason@opponline.net. His specialty is whatever you need: weddings, birthdays, graduations, anniversaries, parties, whatever. So if you're in the New York area, check them out. Atlas Flea Market, 570 Sunrise Highway, this Saturday and Sunday, pretty much all day. And give them a shout. All in One Entertainment. We have the music for all occasions. Well, Brett, I think it's about that time. I believe our guest is on the line this evening, on the line and waiting. So why don't we jump right into it? What do you say?
Sounds good.
All right, well, our guest this evening is the CEO of Kim Tume Entertainment. She is better known as the Celebrity Broker. I love it. Some of her clients, past clients, excuse me, have been Vivica Fox. Oh, boy, I love Vivica. Omar Benson and Brian White. She is currently working with Regina King. That's my girl.
All right.
ENT Southland. We are so pleased to have on the LC and Jack show this evening, Ms. Kim Toomey. Hello, Kim. How are you? Hello, Kim.
Can you let me know?
Well, Kim is there.
I hear somebody.
I hear somebody in the background.
Hello, Kim. LC and Jack and Cornbread on the line. Good.
I think she got an emergency phone call.
Oh, okay. She's important like that, you know.
I know. She's a big baller.
Maybe it's Charlie. He probably want to get a three-way going on. You know what I'm saying? She's a celebrity broker, you know.
I know. She's brokering the deal right now.
Hey, let's do it.
I want to know if we can get half.
Yeah.
Are you there, Kim? All right. Well, we'll keep rolling with the show.
This live.
I know Kim will join us in a second. And so what do you got else? What else you got going on, Brett, this week? Anything?
Well, this week I'm going down to Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I got a fundraiser, big fundraiser down there. So I'm going to go out down there and do my little fundraising thing. And I'm going to meet up with one of my Facebook friends, Eva Johnson, one of my up-and-coming singers. So I'm going to get a finally chance to meet her and get some live capture of her singing and, you know, hopefully we can get her in the studio and get it popping, because I'll tell you, this girl's phenomenal. Just like that's Wonder Bev's niece. So you know how
really?
Wonder Bev gets down. So her niece is unbelievable.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Yeah. She sang a couple of, you know, she sent me a couple of YouTube videos of her singing Out on My Own.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, jaw-dropping. Jaw-dropping.
Wow. You know, I must check her out. I must check out
right?
the talent.
Yes, sir.
So I believe we do have Kim on the line. So let's see if she's there. Hello,
hi.
Kim.
Yes, can
you
hear me
now?
How
are you? This is LC and Cornbread on the LC and Jack Radio Show. How are you?
What's up,
I'm
Kim?
Good.
I think you were brokering a deal. We gave you this great introduction.
Yeah.
I was on the line saying, hello, I'm here.
I heard you, but I thought it was like somewhere in Venus somewhere. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like on Earth.
Too funny.
Very
too
far funny. Away, baby. But we're glad to have you right now.
Well, thank you. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we're glad to have you on the connection. I couldn't hear you. I guess, Bregan, I couldn't hear you.
You know, I got them supersonic ears.
Well, again, thanks for joining the show.
No,
appreciate
thank you for
taking
having
time
me.
Out of your busy
it.
Day to come on thanks. And have some fun with us, because we are a fun
well, I
show.
I appreciate it. I love what I do, so no complaints.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Tell
me, how do you get from being a big shot loan officer, you know, approving these loans, going to brokering deals for celebs? How's that happen?
I quit my job.
Wow. Boy, she said, I'm out.
Straight to the point.
Yeah, I quit my job and waited on God. Didn't want to move until he told me to. That's how that happened.
I hear that.
Yeah, I was in the mortgage business, and as you know, a lot of people will sign up for those interest-only loans, and, you know, it doesn't take, in my opinion, a man on the moon to figure out that's not a good deal.
Yeah, definitely.
After I got to do my homework on it, I didn't like what I was seeing, and
mm-hmm.
I knew what was going to happen, and I was like, I can't do this. I can't put people out their home before they even get any good, you know?
Right.
So I quit.
I give you a lot of credit. Because a lot of people were looking at those checks and they couldn't walk away from them.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. I couldn't do it. And that's actually how in the business I had reached out to a young lady by the name of Kelsey Scott. She's a screenwriter.
Uh-huh.
And I had reached out to her online, actually, and left her a message with my phone number on it probably about 9 months prior to me quitting my job. And then a month after I quit my job, she called me because she happened to see the email that I had sent her. And, of course, I had forgot about it. And when she called me, you know, she knew I knew about her, but she didn't know about me. So But right. She asked me, what did I do for a living? And I told her what I just told you guys, that I quit my job and all that. And she was like, wow, you have more. She said, we need people like you in the entertainment business. Mm. So she asked me, had I ever thought about doing it? And I was like, no. And, you know, where I live, there's nothing but sports going on in Dallas. And she made some calls that night. She made calls that night. And she hooked me up with Vivica Fox, Mother Klein, Sean Blakemore, a whole bunch of different people. Joe Torre, all kind of people. I mean, it was crazy. My phone was just ringing off the hook. People were just calling. So,
so they
weren't
talking about housing.
Not
a bad story.
They
weren't talking about housing.
Hey, that's how I got started. All about just being honest and keeping it real.
That's right.
That's some start, boy. Working with Vivica. How was it working with Vivica and Tori?
I mean, I work with just about, I ain't going to say everybody in Black Hollywood, but I've been very fortunate. And I tell you, working with Vivica taught me a lot because Vivica was one of my first clients.
Mm-hmm.
And she's taught me very, very well the last 6 years. I have no complaints. Very grateful to her.
Down to earth, obviously. You...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
How do you work with the clients that are just not, they're the opposite? How do you work through that?
I don't really have that problem. I've only had that problem with one client, and I fired that person.
Really?
I don't do egos. I don't do egos. No. That's a part of the Kim Toomey contract. I don't do egos.
I know that's right.
I hear that.
I mean, there's no reason to have an ego. We're all out here doing what we love to do. We're
right.
Fortunate and blessed to do it, and it doesn't give anybody a right because you have a bigger paycheck to
exactly.
Downgrade people and downsize people.
Exactly.
I don't believe in that. And
that's
I don't care who you are. I'm not going to be able to do that one. I'm sorry. I just can't. And I don't understand why people work for people that do that. I don't get that.
Mm-hmm.
There's
because
nobody,
they don't have a light in the tunnel. That's why, you know what I'm saying?
Well, there's
they
only
think
one God.
Yeah.
There's only one God, and there's only one I'm serving, and that's it, and that's all. And when you think you are as big as your servant, then we have a problem.
Yep, you're right about that.
And people are carrying around swords just thinking the same thing right now. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? What's your take, Kim, on our buddy Charlie Sheen?
You know what? I really think it's sad that we have just, I don't even know what word to use. We have just, I don't even want to talk about him. I think we belittle ourselves by watching him.
Yeah.
I
really
do.
They force feeding it to us. So it's
feeding
like,
into his.
Say that one more time.
His sickness.
Yeah, I think that's disgusting. I think anybody that wants to tune into that and watch it all day long, there's something wrong with them.
Mm-hmm.
That's like watching a person shoot themselves, you know, over and over and over again. I've never understood why they put that stuff on YouTube. I've never understood why anybody would want to watch it on the news, in a movie, any of that. That's just like, that's something wrong with, we say he's sick, but I say the people that's watching it is sick.
Yeah, there's a society that you see the 2 million followers he has right now, and those 2 million people are who you just described, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, we're living in a sick world these days, and I'm sure they would say we're the sick ones and not them, you know, but it is what it is,
mm-hmm.
And I really think it's disgusting that they brought his kids into it, you know, you know, any media that wants to follow somebody's kids and they can take away from their daddy, it's something wrong with that, and then you want to publicize it, that's just it's the sick on another level.
You're right about that. Well, what are you talking about, what's a day in a life? Like
my day is different every day, every week is different, and that's one thing I love about my job. I mean, one day you're traveling, you know, the next day you're having events, you know, one day you're just chilling, you know, having some good drinks and eating good, you know, so every day is totally different. But I don't get that much sleep. Don't get it twisted. I don't get much sleep though. My phone rings 24/7 because I have people calling me from across the country in different time zones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Your laptop, which mine is Dell, so everybody thinks Dell is my husband because Dell is always in the bed with me. you know.
Hey, as long as you don't have a laptop, then you're all right.
Exactly. So, you know, Dell goes everywhere I go and it has to be on 24/7. But there's a lot of work, you know, a lot of attention to detail because all your different celebrities like different things, you know,
mm-hmm.
And they all require different things. So you have to know what people like, what they don't like, their travel arrangements, their food, you know, just every little thing about them. And, you know, it's fun because you get to know them at their best and at their worst, you know?
Yeah.
Why don't you tell our audience a little bit, I described a little bit, what do you actually do for, say, Regina King? What aspects of her business do you deal with on a daily basis?
Right now with Regina, she's my newest client. With Regina, I just do her personal appearances.
Okay. And tell us how you coordinate those. Just let the audience know, you know, how that works.
Well, of course, I get invitations all the time to different things. So I'll submit my clients for that. And then sometimes, well, a lot of times, they'll just send over requests because they know I work with Regina, either A, because she told them, or B, they heard it through the grapevine, or they have a business website that we use, an entertainment business, they can go look at to see who reps different celebrities, and my name is on there. So people will submit things based on that information as well.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll just, you know, hit me up and, you know, submit their offers that way. But we don't just do public appearances and stuff like that. We do PR, we do casting. I just merged with a company called Avery Sister Entertainment here in Atlanta, Georgia, in January, where we're a talent agency and, you know, already had some casting calls and having a really good look, and I'm loving it right now. A lot of my contacts in L.A. are joining on to my talent agency here in the South because, you know, we have a lot of movies going on out here.
Uh-huh.
So I'm loving that as well. Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, so this gave you diversification. That's why you decided to join forces.
Say the last part again, I couldn't hear you.
You joined forces, and you have a talent agency now because it gives you more diversification.
Yes, because before I joined with them, only thing they were doing was extras. And, of course, I was already dealing with actors anyway.
Right.
So we just merged the two because there is a need out here for, you know, the celebs to be reps. Or the professional actors to be ripped, and that's what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. Where do you see yourself in the business next 2 to 3 years?
Oh, I hate that question.
You should have known I was going to ask you that.
Everybody wants to know, where are you going to be in the next 5 years? I don't know, because I
wouldn't
have thought
I'd
be right.
I'm more short term.
Yeah,
I'll save it the next year for you.
I really don't know, sweetie. I really don't know. I'm not a planner. I have a vision. I give it to God, and I let Him lead the way. I don't feel like I should put a limit on me. So my theory has always been, why tell God within 3 years I want to be married, or within 3 years I want to be a billionaire, or whatever, when He may have it for me next week or next month, or you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So. For me, I just tell Him what my, you know, my thoughts are, my vision is, and when He sees fit for me to have it, then, you know, I'll be okay with that. So
I'm okay with that, too. I'm okay with that answer.
Yeah, and it seems to work for me. It really does.
They stay grounded. You know, a lot of people are not like that. That's very good.
My grandmother would come out of her grave and beat me down. Mm-mm. I have respect for my grandmother from the grave, and I have respect for my mama.
Yeah,
and
because
there's
they're
nothing
not here,
in a million years.
You still have that respect, and that's awesome. I love that. That's a beautiful person right there.
Yeah.
I feel that. I feel
that
spirit.
That's so cool.
Mm-hmm. So what cities? Do you come to New York a lot?
No, not a lot. Not to New York, I don't.
Yeah, we have to change that now. We have to change that. We got to make a short-term plan.
Hey, man, we got a lot of things going up here in NYC.
I get offered to come all the time, trust me.
Yeah.
I get offered to come all the time.
He's going to give you a bigger offer. He's going to give you a bigger offer. He's going to give you a bigger offer. He's going to offer it to you live right now. He's going to offer it. More than weekend, pool party. You know what I'm saying? Get your heat on, get your drink on. Now, look, I'm going to put that food on you. You ain't going to want to go back for 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh, his cooking, Kim, is unbelievable.
Nah, that's
ain't
going to
lie. This man can cook.
Oh, man.
He can cook. Don't get him behind the grill.
We love men that can cook. We like to come and kick our feet up. Now, for me, I like to eat.
I will serve you a plate that you would never want to give away. Right. Don't share your food with them. No, it's your plate.
Y'all a mess.
I want to ask something about the ATL. Are you affiliated with that new project, The Real Gaze of ATL?
Low in English, Spanish, and in French.
Okay. Yeah, because I've seen something like that coming up. I was like, this reality show. Wow.
No.
They just.
You should know better than that from my answers I just said. Didn't I say I told my mama first?
Yeah, I know that's right. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure now. You know, because people won't ask. So I'm not following the people.
Oh, that's okay. No, people that know me not to ask that question, huh?
Well, Brett, she was on The Real Housewives.
Yeah, I remember that.
She was on that. How'd that come about, Kim?
They just asked, could she come in audition? And we said, yeah.
Nice.
So that was real, yeah. So she's trying to become an actress, and that's a part of it, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So it was all good, you know. It wasn't the easiest character. I'll say that. Terry J. Vaughn held me down as always. Love her. She's a great actress. And, you know, it was interesting. You know, Sheree didn't take direction too well.
No, not at all, huh?
But, you know, I guess we thought that the cameras were there. She was going to be able to do otherwise. And, you know, for us, we're like, this is our job. This is what we get paid to do, you know?
Right.
Don't nobody have time to play those kind of games. At least I don't anyway.
I hear that.
So, you know, so, again, you know, it is what it is, and everybody's got their thing they got to do to survive.
That's right.
So.
Well, if you're just tuning in, we're at LC and Jack Radio Show. We have Ms. Kim Toomey from, she has a couple of different things going on. You have your own company, I believe, still, Kim Toomey Entertainment, correct?
Right, that's my company.
Yep, so she's got that going on.
And you can go to it's called SisterENT.com. And they want to be extra, they can do that.
So now, the talent that you have out there, are you looking for experienced people or just anyone?
Well, yeah, I'm looking for professionals, but they would have to email me directly for that. But my extras would have the people that just want to do it for fun and, you know, just to say, you know, I don't want to be an actor. I just want to go and have fun and be on set. And they need to go to SisterENT.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then for those that want to act and they have a reel, they have the headshots and they've got a little bit of work, then they need to go to Kim Toomey Entertainment, that's all spelled out, casting@gmail.com. And that's K-I-M. T is in Tom, U is in Universe, M is in Money, E is in Earth, Y is in Yard, entertainmentcasting@gmail.com.
All right. What type of, I know you do all aspects of the business, from negotiation, commercials, you name it, you know, you do it. Is there when it comes to, for instance, you're working with all different type of actors, is there something in particular that they, guidelines that they will tell you that they're looking for? Or basically, when an opportunity presents itself, you just will contact them and sit down and discuss it?
Well, definitely, yeah. They send down what they call like a breakdown of what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
They'll say if they'll need a, you know, African American between the ages of 10 and 15, or if they're looking for, you know, somebody 6 feet 10, or whatever they're looking for. And that's how we base off, you know, what we're looking for and who we go after.
Excellent.
So they give you descriptions, yeah. And, of course, they'll say if they need an extra for that role or if they just need, you know, experienced actor or celebrity. So we just go off of the details they give us and we, you know, get the person that they need.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this based where? This is down Atlanta or this could be anywhere? L.A., New
that's
York?
That's across the board, period.
Gotcha.
If you're an actor, that's how it works.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, Brad, man, you may have a shot, man.
Hey, I've
they
been
got somebody,
that. I'm
what are you, what are you, about
5'10"? I did that back in the 70s and 80s. You know, I'm good.
Yeah,
that's my friend. That's my friend over there. You know what I'm saying? When I see Kim, I said, this is a star right here. I read her bio. I said, I got to get in contact with this. That's what I do, Kim. You know what I'm saying? We never really got to talk personally just on the IM, but that's what I like. I'm a type of person that always looking for people who remind me of myself, a go-getter, and they're doing something positive and constructive. So when I see your page on Facebook, you know, that's why I asked you, would you like to be my friend? And you say yes, and we went from there. And now here you are on the LC and Jack Show. We made it happen.
Doing our thing. I love, and we both do, a woman, especially an African American woman, doing her thing.
Yes.
I think that's just a great.
I was very excited to just read. I love reading bios, and then when I see that they're not trying to be somebody who they aren't, because there's a lot of fakes out there. We ain't
oh,
there
definitely,
tonight. You know
definitely.
What I'm saying?
Believe me,
I can read fakes. You know, sometimes I let them fall in the quicksand right in front of me, and just like, wow, look at you. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is, like Kim said.
I
just
love what I do.
You. Yeah, I can tell. I really,
we can tell. But is there any? I know you love what you do, but there's got to be some type of pressure.
Oh, it's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of stress. I need a drink every other day, but you know.
So Hennessy on the rocks?
She needs a drink.
None of that.
Keep away from that dog looking now. Come on now.
None of that.
We're only teasing.
Yeah.
But what type of pressure is there? Is there a lot of deadlines?
It's definitely a lot of deadlines. And like I said, you have to know what your clients like and what they don't like. I mean, example, I can't send a prostitute script to, you know, example, to Vivica Fox. Feel me? Like, you got to know what your clients like, what they don't like, you know, what price range they looking to get and stuff like that, you know. And those are the things that keep you in the business long term, you know. You can't be playing games with people that are busy.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to bring I had to bring Miss Bingham to you because she's looking for some work. You know what I'm saying? That's for sure.
You say bring who?
Miss Tracy Bingham. She's looking for some work. See, I don't know her directly, but I know her from a friend. And she's looking for some work. She's like real hungry in Boston right now. So I'm gonna have to bring her your way.
You don't need to bring
the truth. I am telling the truth.
Why are you talking about Tracy? Tracy's already one of my clients.
I'm just saying. I don't know that. But see,
oh, I thought you
were
being funny.
No, I'm not being funny at all, believe me, because I try to get her on the show, you know, we'll talk, but I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I thought she knew that she was my client. She's already one of my clients.
No, I didn't do that, but I know her through someone else. I haven't met her or talked to her personally, but I've been getting feedback, and she was looking for some work, but she got a reality show coming, this and that and the other. And it's supposed to be coming out in February, but now it's pushed to March. So I'm like, I'm trying to get her on the show just like you are. You know what I'm saying?
She's doing her thing.
You know what I'm saying? So,
she's already one of my clients. She's already signed up to my agency.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yep.
So you have Tracy. We've learned that. Who out there can tell me that you? I know you said you worked with most of everyone in Black Hollywood. Who out there do you want to work with that you have not worked with?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I throw you a curveball.
Danny Medina and
that's a big dog.
James Lasseter.
Uh-huh.
And James Lasseter and Will Smith be one of the same, I guess. And
Smith's the man.
I gotta name a female. Ooh.
I was gonna say, it's not a
I figure if I work with them two, I'm good. I'm going to work with the females anyway, you know?
Right. Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah, I definitely look up to James Lasseter. I just love his spirit. He's just a cool cat down to earth. And, you know, when I first got into the business, I remember calling him and asking him for pointers, and I never thought in a million years he would call me back, but he did.
Mm-hmm.
So I have mad respect for him as well.
Yeah. Don't you love a real person like that?
Definitely.
You know, and your business, you don't have to say any names. So many people that you think they would be and they're not.
Oh, definitely.
You run into that a lot. I know you run into that a lot.
Yeah.
Be like, geez.
Yeah, it's a lot of people that smell their own, you know, armpits or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So, but, you know.
That's right.
And, you know, to me, it's all about longevity, you know. Because my thing is, you're not gonna be around forever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just about having fun, enjoying the moment, you know. And, you know, don't piss people off if you don't have to. And a lot of people like to burn bridges in my business, unfortunately. And I'm not talking about the celebrities. I'm talking about the people that's in my position, and they make it harder for me, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so that's the biggest part of this whole business, is trying to, you know, teach people on who's real and who ain't, you know?
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Is there a person out there, since we're in this vein, that disappointed you? You thought they would be just a lot more straightforward and 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 very helpful. Any particular person out there that you're like, wow?
I can't call no names, but yeah.
Give
well,
us
you know how to ask that question.
Like height, weight. Do they got a
yeah,
lead?
We do radio, so we're always trying to
do they
find
got false
out.
Teeth or something?
it's gonna always be people that's gonna let you down, and I try my best not to look at them, you know, for help. I'm not a big person on calling people for help. I don't even think people just want to ask somebody to help me other than send out, you know, maybe an email to say, you know, does your client want to come to this event? But, you know, in the beginning, like I said, I called two key people. And, you know, and since then I've been on the roll and God has really blessed me and opened, you know, the doors for me. So my situation is totally unique, totally different. My celebrities came in and taught me what I needed to know. And that's the best teacher, in my opinion.
Yeah, you were blessed early. Just met the right person, and the rest is history. That's a big blessing that you got there for you.
Yes, yeah, God is good. And that's
yes,
why I'm
is.
Starting to look with care, because he
yes,
didn't have
he
to
is.
Do this to me.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
You got any questions there, Kim? Brad, for Kim.
When you coming to New York?
He answered that already.
He is so funny.
You got an open ticket. I got an open ticket for you. You know what I'm saying? Come on up here.
I tell you, because in New York, y'all be charging too much.
She knows about New York, boy.
He ain't charging you nothing. You ain't got to worry about nothing.
Look, I'm very frugal, and y'all be getting it in.
You ain't lying. It's pretty expensive up here in NYC. It is definitely not cheap to live up here in New York. There's no doubt about it. But there is no place like New York. And I've been down to the ATL.
Oh, no,
I love y'all
beautiful.
Down there. It's not like New York, right, Brad?
It's not, ain't nothing like it. But, hey, you know what I'm saying? We got to do what we got to do, though.
That's right.
It's beautiful out there. It's beautiful in New York.
That's it.
But I definitely probably have an offer when I get off the phone. Y'all probably... Probably in Jesus, I probably got one. I'll probably be coming next week.
There you go. See what's happening.
That'll work.
So when you reach up in New York, reach out to your buddies, LC and Brad, up here, and definitely scoot you around and show you some of the sights.
I sure will call you up. I definitely appreciate you guys.
Yeah, definitely.
We appreciate you. For sure.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Right. Oh, Kim, give out your contact information again for our listeners. They want to reach out to you if they're interested in, you know, perhaps being in commercials or.
Okay. My phone number is. He's so silly. My phone number is 214-783-9453. And my email is Kim, K-I-M, Toomey. That's T as in Tom, U as in Universe, M as in Money, E as in Earth, Y as in Yard. entertainmentcasting@gmail.com.
Kim, before we let you go, do you have any shout outs? Any people out there you want to give a shout out to?
Gosh, I want to give a shout out to my girl Jera Avery, my business partner. Jamia Avery, which is my business partner. Kelsey Scott, the young lady that got me into the business. And my mommy.
Hey, mom.
Gotta thank mom too. She wouldn't be here without her.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Well, Brad, unless you have anything, before we let Kim go?
Yeah, I just say, you know, I'm glad you came on the show tonight. I really appreciate it. Looking forward to doing things and seeing you in the near future. Like I say, it's an open ticket. Let us know when you want to come on up, and we'll roll out the red carpet for you. We will make you a celebrity on LCN.
That's right.
We'll have you. We do a live show. That'll be pretty pretty hot.
We'll do a live show. Something.
That's right. Man. Do one live out of the NYC.
That's it.
In
studio.
That's
it. Love your studio. I'm glad you came through.
Thanks for
well,
again.
Well, I thank you guys for having me so much. I appreciate it.
We appreciate your support.
And call me anytime.
Thanks again. Let us know you got anything to plug. Give us a shout. We'll show you much love.
I definitely will. Thank you guys. Y'all
have a
great
night, Kim.
All right, Kim.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, there you go again. Another great guest on LC and Jack Radio Show, my man Brad.
Awesome.
Do it again there, Brad.
Hey,
another
man,
great guest. Big
I
dog on the show.
That's it.
Doing a thing. A sister. In the game, working with all the big dogs that you see on a daily basis. So, again, go out and support that sister. We will. We will let you know what she has up and popping. And when she does come to NYC, you know your boys, LC and Brad, going to be hanging out with her. And show her all the sights, because I don't think, Brad, she really understands what it means
gonna
to come
find
to
out
NYC.
She's going to find out. And she better bring Tracy with her, because Tracy need to get on this show next. Yo, Tracy
That's right.
be on the show next. You know what I'm saying? Look, we've been trying for a moment. Tracy is coming on the show. I already feel it now. I ain't got to pull no more teeth.
That's
it. On his show. I already
there
feel
you
it,
go. We got the direct connect.
We got the... You know, sir, man? I got it.
It's all good.
It's all good, baby.
It's all good. So
how you network, man. You never know who you know, because he thought I knew her.
That's right.
Because, you know, we've been trying to get her before I even met Kim.
Yes, we have. We've been trying to
and
track
now,
her down.
Look, she said that's one of her clients. Wow.
Small world.
It's a wrap. It's a wrap. Tracy, looking forward to seeing you real soon, baby.
That's right.
For those of you who don't know, she was a sister on Baywatch. Tracy Bingham.
Oh, everybody knows Tracy, okay?
Some people get lost, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of stuff running around out there, you know what I'm saying? So we had to bring them back a little bit, you know?
That's right. Tracy doing her thing out there, and I'm sure we will lasso her soon and have her on the LC and Jack radio show. Well, Brett, I was going to jump in and do some birthdays and shout-outs.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get right into it. Happy birthday to my man. Even though he's on the team I really don't like, but we give him mad big ups because he's been in the game a long time. He's a super, super player, and he's well known, and it's going to be an all-time great. He actually already is. Happy birthday to Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh,
39 this week.
All right.
Big dog, Shaquille. To Funny Man, I should have asked him this. E.L. Hughley, right? He's 48. I tell you, man, 48. He looks great for 48.
Yeah.
And to this guy's been in the game a long time, doing his thing down with Kim. He's down the ATL. D.L. Hughley, I already said that. Bow Wow. Okay.
Bow Wow.
Yes, he's rapping.
13 now?
He's like 5 years old. He's still rapping.
He's
24
now.
Oh,
hey, 24. Oh, he's, he looks
24.
Like 13 too.
Yeah,
he got a little
mustache
now.
Yeah, man, he's a grown man now.
Wow.
Yeah. So Bow Wow, my man, super producer Timberland. Okay,
wow.
He's hit the big 40. Jasmine guy, she's 47.
Wow.
My girl Jasmine. I should ask Kim about Jasmine. Yeah. That's my girl. Love Jasmine guy. And all-time Met great, Daryl Strawberry, 49 this week. And happy birthday to some of our Facebook friends and Twitter followers. Mark Ballard, Marsha North Brown, Kevin Clark, Joanne Rodriguez, Carmen Leach, as well as Richard Harris. Happy birthday from the LC and Jack radio show. We're going to give a big up shout to Marguerite Palms, Felicia Maxwell. Big up to my girl Tara Williams down in the ATL. Happens to be down there. And to my homegirl Cindy Martinez down in the Florida Keys. Big up to all from the LC and Jack radio show. Take it away, there, Brett.
Man, you know, that's my birthday list home, but I'm going to have to get it out next week. But
You left your list home.
Yeah, man. I'm going to get it out next week. You know, it was
it's
so long,
good.
It fell out of my pocket. I know. But I know off the top of my head, there's one person who had a birthday this past week, and it was Eva Johnson down in North Carolina. That's what I was telling you about earlier.
Happy birthday, Eva.
Yeah, man. I want to send a special shout out to my friend Miss Kitty Cat down in ATL. Pretty Kitty. You know what I'm saying? Send a shout out to her. Hope she comes back on the show again and give us a little wow like she did a couple weeks ago. Another friend down in ATL, Stacey Hembrick. I want to say hello to her. Crystal Walker down in Florida. Get well soon, baby girl, because she's also an awesome singer. She's going through a little something right now. She's in the hospital. Mm-hmm. So we're going to send our prayers out to her. We want to send out a shout-out to Karen Hansen, the video lady who did my Super Bowl Sunday trivia quiz for me down in Jonesboro, Georgia. Want to send
nice.
Out a shout-out to that.
Nice.
Lisa Lambert, Bettina Tennon, and my girl Regina Baker out there in Hempstead with her beautiful family. I want to see a shout-out from the LC and Jack Show. All right?
Big up. Big up.
That's it.
Well, it's been another fun show there, Brad.
Yeah, man.
And time goes by when you're on the air.
Yeah.
It's like...
Oh, I got a last request coming in. I forgot something.
Right.
A new Facebook friend of mine named Derek Jackson down there in Jersey. He's starting up his Jackson Cleaning Service called Derek Jackson Cleaning Service. I want to send a shout-out to him. His brother's about to open up his own cleaning service and clean everything you got, your office, your home, whatever, your car, buses, whatever you got, they need to be clean. Derek is on the spot, you know, so he's on the line listening, checking in with us. Starts out in April 2011, when he's launching his cleaning service. So,
well, good luck there.
Look him up.
Yeah,
on Facebook, Derek Jackson Cleaning Service. Check him out, all right?
Yeah, good
That's
luck. Nelson and Jack Radio Show. Well, I guess that's another great show there, Brad.
That awesome lady, man. Awesome.
It's Kim Toomey with Unbelievable. Check her out.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't catch up with her, drop us an email at lcandjack@gmail.com. Let us know. We have the direct connection with her.
That's
so
it.
If you're looking to be that extra, you want to be, you know, you think you have all the skills to be an actor, well, she's a person that you want to link up with. So check it out. You know, hit her up, and I think I'm going to put up her link on the site as well. So you want to go to LC and Jack Facebook page.
Oh.
We will link you to Ms. Toomey. So, again, thanks for joining us this evening, LC and Jack Radio Show. Without you, we would have no show. So, again, we appreciate your support. And until next week, be safe. And have a joyous weekend.
All right, man. See you next week.
Cool. Later.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.